Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Viljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. The 2024 edition of the Olympic Games has come and gone and will be remembered for some memorable sporting moments, as well as the controversial opening and closing ceremonies, which were denounced by many Christians as blasphemous and demonic. In contrast, a number of athletes used the global platform to give glory to God. One of them, German's women shot put gold medalist Yemisi Ogunleye, sparked one of the most viral faith moments at Paris 2024 when she took a bold stand for Jesus, singing out her Christian faith right in the middle of answering questions at the Olympic press conference. On her first attempt in the shot put finals, she had slipped and fallen due to rainy conditions. She told the media how she overcame discouragement with God's help, CBN reports. I was just saying a prayer. It was the moment when I knew that if I have the faith, I am capable of doing more than I can think or ask for. In that moment, I just took all the energy that I had left and just put it out there, she said. Then she managed to launch the 4-kilogram metal ball a full 20 meters. She had this to say about what happened next.
So after falling, I went back to my seat and I sang a song. It means I almost let go. It goes like this. I almost let go. I was quite at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. The devil really had me. But Jesus came and grabbed me. He held me close. So I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today. Because God kept me. I'm alive today. Only because of His grace. Oh, he kept me. God kept me. God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. That was the song that I was just singing up and down.
In other news, at least 50 Christians were murdered in Nigeria's Benue State last Thursday during an attack on their villages by Fulani jihadist herdsmen and a criminal gang, Morningstar News reports. Officials who found 30 corpses said the toll was likely higher, as many other villagers were taken to outlying areas and were likely killed, while 2 residents in the affected areas said at least 50 Christians were slain in the attack, Morningstar News said in its report. While religious rights advocates have consistently raised the alarm about genocidal activity by Islamic terror groups against Nigeria's Christians, the country continues to see more believers killed each year for their faith than in all other nations put together. Nigeria remained the deadliest place in the world to follow Christ, with 4,118 people killed for their faith from the 1st of October 2022 to the 30th of September 2023, Morningstar News notes in its report, citing the most recently available statistics from Open Doors International. Meanwhile, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says in a report released last week that Nigeria's government at federal and state levels continues to tolerate attacks by non-state assailants who justify violence on religious grounds. Islamist and some Fulani militant groups have expressed a goal of overthrowing secular governance with the intention of enforcing a singular interpretation of Islam, states the report. About 30,000 Fulani bandits operate in several groups in northwest Nigeria in groups of 10 to 1,000 members, engaging in violence and banditry, targeting predominantly Christian communities in Nigeria, and generally pose the greatest security threat in northwest Nigeria, the report states. The report recommends that the U.S. Department of State designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to the government's engagement in and toleration of particularly severe violations of religious freedom. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.